Don't come at a don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years. Full Access Hoops, episode 8, coming at you. With me on this show is my man, Nigel Freeman.
Yo.
Brian Mooney will not be joining us tonight unless he surprises us. He's doing his last final.
And, school's a bitch.
It is. I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm done, though.
Oh, my man, congrats.
Done. Congrats. Out. Got an internship next semester where I'll be just doing pretty much more podcasts and writing, but that's it. So we had a week vacation, which felt like an eternity. I feel like we haven't recorded a podcast.
I don't think you can call that a vacation at all.
Yeah. A week, we gave you guys a week vacation from hearing us talk, I suppose. So we've missed a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about some things that kind of happened last week and then talk about some things that are relevant now. One of the first things I want to touch upon is the Brooklyn Nets traded for Jahlil Okafor from the Sixers.
Yeah.
So now they have the number 2 and the number 3 pick from the 2015 draft on their roster. Kind of cool.
That is kind of cool, but I mean, I don't really know too much about him, but he hasn't played really, right?
No, he kind of sucks. He's hot garbage.
Hot garbage, yes.
Yeah, he was one of the centers that the Sixers drafted with Nerlens Noel and Embiid, and he just doesn't play defense. So they stopped playing him, and then he wanted to get traded, and they traded him to the Nets.
I mean, I don't know if that's a good thing for the Nets if he's hot garbage.
Well, I think if you're the Nets, your perspective is, I mean, our starting center is Timothy Mozgov. So, how bad could it be to get a young kid in and at least give a young guy a chance to maybe become something? Because he can score offensively. Okay, he just can't play defense.
Well, maybe since he's in a new environment, he might play a little bit better. Who knows?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking too. You know, he's been labeled this guy who can't play defense, so he doesn't get on the court. Why not, when he gets the opportunity, show people that he can play some defense?
Right. If that doesn't work, send him to the G League, boy. Get him out of here.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea. I don't know why he hasn't played down there at all. I mean, I'm sure there might be something I'm missing about that, but that wouldn't be a bad place for a guy. I mean, Joakim Noah plays down there right now.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
Kendrick Perkins. The G League has some, like, well-known NBA players.
That's
right now.
Crazy.
Which is good, because they're trying to build that up as a different brand. So.
Right.
But, yeah, so that was the one trade we missed from last week. And then I wanted to give a little shout out to Dwight Howard.
Yeah, you have to. You definitely put some respect on that guy's name for the past, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, he's been on a roll these last 2 weeks. You know, Kemba Walker was out of the lineup. They got him back in. And Dwight Howard has just looked good. I mean, he's crossing people up. Like, he's against the Rockets last night. He literally had a play where he pretty much drove the ball up the court, lost it, got it, and then did a two-step, dunk. And it's just like, what is going on?
I mean, in the beginning of the season, the first person who I've seen that play in a big position, bring up the ball and cross people up was Blake Griffin. He did a little bit of that in the beginning. I feel like he's probably studying him a little bit. He's like, yo, I mean, he's big. I'm big. Maybe I could do that too. I don't know.
It's funny because Dwight Howard's a few times, carried the ball up the floor this year, with no help. He's just brought it up. And it's very, he looks so awkward doing it.
He does.
You've seen the highlights, right?
Yeah.
He looks so out of place. A man that big should not be dribbling a basketball up the court running.
And he almost kind of does it with some finesse, when he finishes it. It's pretty. It's pretty.
Yeah, the one thing about Dwight Howard is whenever he gets near the rim, the rim is being abused for the most part. He's able to slam down pretty much anything. And actually, he looks healthier than he has in recent years.
Yeah.
His legs definitely look like they're back underneath him. Which, I mean, his legs are just about as small as my legs. But he's making it work. So then last night, our two teams went off against each other. The Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder played. The Thunder were victorious. If you want to call a victory in a time when Paul George, Carmelo, and Russell Westbrook all shot under 40%.
Victory!
Dude, it was rough last night. You know, you kind of figured it was going to be like that. Paul George's first game back in Indiana. He was booed on almost every like every time Paul George caught the ball, there was just they were raining down the booze on him.
That's kind of it's shitty. Like, why do that? Like you, I think you tweeted about this. Like, Paul George is the reason why the Pacers were relevant, which is true. I didn't even know shit about the Pacers till Paul George was on the team. Like, why are you gonna hate on him? Like, he left, try to do better things with his career. You have Oladipo and Sabonis. You guys made it. You guys came up on the trade for him. Stop hating. That's all I'm gonna say. Stop fucking hating, yo. Your team is fine right now. Fuck you guys. Fuck the fans and the Pacers, man. And
sheesh.
I'm sorry.
Like, you know something? I was literally sitting here thinking, you know, hashtag I co-sign. And I approve everything you were saying. And then you had to go, fuck Pacer fans. Fuck Pacer fans. Fuck all right. You had me. You had me for 96%.
Redacted. Yeah. Redacted.
I digress, right? Come on. You had me. No, I completely agree with everything you just said. 100%. You know, I did tweet that the Pacers were relevant for the last 5 years because of Paul George. And I mean, I know Reggie Miller. You're not a big... But you know
Reggie Miller. I know Reggie Miller, right. Yeah.
But, like, between Reggie Miller and Paul George, there was that, you know, they were irrelevant.
For a long time, dude.
Yeah, a solid 5-6 years. There's no reason to boo Paul George. I mean, I get it. It ended bad. It left a sour taste in my mouth, too. But, I mean, the guy still, like we said, made the Pacers relevant.
Right, and it wasn't... Like, I can understand if you're, like, a KD fan, like, in that situation, but you can't treat this like that.
Yeah, situation. People are trying to connect those two. They're not at all the same. Paul George wasn't up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, about to go to the Finals, and then lost and then left his team. You know, he was on a team that barely made the 8 seed and then lost in the first round to the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's they're completely different scenarios. And also, we got Victor Oladipo and... Sabonis out of that deal.
Yeah, and Oladipo is fucking...
He's
a fucking beast. I really wish he stayed on the Thunder. Like, I feel like if the Thunder had the team they still had last year, they'd be doing semi-better than what they're doing this year. But it's just like, I'm happy to see the Pacers good. Like, I like watching them play.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, especially this last stretch. You know, they had 5 home games in a row. They came back to beat the Bulls. They came back to beat LeBron in Cleveland.
Right. They snapped their streak.
Yeah, they snapped the 16-game winning streak. They've had a lot of good wins. They're very calm for a young team. They play at a really fast tempo. And then I think last night the game was just, you know, it was a bigger game. Everyone was pressing. You know, we saw Victor Oladipo have his first bad game, really, in the last, you know, several games. Probably in two weeks he had his worst game. It still wasn't even a bad game. He still scored 20-plus points, or right around 20 points. But I like what you said about the the Thunder probably being better if they kept Victor Oladipo, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Victor Oladipo may not have been this good as he is, but like he's in incredible shape now.
Right, right.
Like, his body, like, he cut weight, and he's just, like, not jacked, but, like, in shape.
He's in shape. And, like, there was a... Like, I don't know, remember who said or what was it. But his stats now were compared to Michael Jordan's stats and some other person who's, like, high up there as a guard. And I'm like, that's crazy because it's Victor Oladipo.
I saw that, yeah.
Right? Like, that's crazy. I forget, like, the exact numbers or what this, like, the comparison was. But it's like he's being compared to Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Enough for one of his stats, yeah, he was in the Jordan conversation for one of his stats. Which is crazy, yeah. Anytime you're putting up some kind of statistical number that is near one of the all-time greats, you know, that's definitely props to you.
I almost, like, it might be a little premature to shoot this out there, but I almost want to say, like, MVP consideration, but it might be way too soon, way too early. But I would love to see, like, him in the running for that.
I don't think he can win MVP, only because the numbers aren't that high compared to guys like James Harden and LeBron James.
Right, right.
But he's one of those guys who for sure is in, like, most improved.
That means shit. I can work with that.
Well, you got the numbers up right now. Yeah. Like, the stat jump from 15.9 points now 24.3.
Yeah, like, he's only... Well, I mean, there's a little discrepancy between that in the last 3 years. But
to this year, it's nothing on other.
That's crazy.
Shooting 47, shooting his career high in three-point percentage. He's getting to the line the most in his career. Most assists, or tying his career high in assists. A career high in rebounds. One of his career high in steals. Career high in blocks. You know, that's ridiculous. And his best net rating, too, I think, right? 3.5 and plus minus?
Yeah. 3.5. He was negative before he got into the Thunder. He's 2.6 on the Thunder, and now he's 3.5. Like, what? Put some respect on my mans. You guys, Pacer fans, relax. You guys are in good hands. Everyone's playing well on your team at the moment. Calm down.
So now it's time to look on the other side of that.
Thunder.
The Thunder.
There's this fucking article, I don't know who said it or whatever, but the last seven games between, like, you could compare Westbrook to Lonzo, and Lonzo's stats are better than Westbrook's stats. Lonzo's shooting from, what is it, 28%, and Westbrook's shooting 20% from the three, Westbrook's 35, Lonzo's 37, like, people are shitting on Lonzo, but bring some attention to Westbrook, like, you're getting compared to almost one of the worst rookies at the moment in the class, I would consider. And, like, you were the MVP last season. Like, that's alarming.
No, for sure. I have all their stats right here. So I'm just going to go over the big three stats. So Paul George is shooting 41.2% on 17 shots a game and 40% from three. Westbrook on 20 shots a game is averaging 38.9% from the field, 31.2% from three. Carmelo Anthony is averaging 16.2 shots per game and shooting 40% from the field on 34.4% from three.
That's crazy.
It's wild how inefficient those three have been this year.
And it's like weird because going into the season, I think I said in the first podcast, like, I thought they were going to be, like, top three in the West.
Oh, you and me both. I thought they were – I didn't see this. And I think someone tweeted this, Snotty – I think his Twitter name is, like, Snotty Dribble or something. He's a Celtics guy. Snotty Dribble, man. But he was saying how, you know, when Melo got traded, he had so much hope that Melo would become – like USA basketball Melo, and mm-hmm. he would be better if he was playing around other superstars.
Yeah.
And that just hasn't been the case. Melo is still Melo. Melo still takes horrible shots. He has no regard of trying. I mean, he makes good passes, but there are still, like, for every good pass, there's five bad shots for Melo.
Yeah, and I don't think Melo is going to improve from what we're looking at. They've played enough games where that gel should have connected and it just hasn't. So something needs to change.
Well, I got a question because if you guys don't know or you haven't realized, Nigel's the Thunder fan of this group. He's the Thunder guy.
The Thunder guy.
I'm Pacers, Nigel's Thunder, and Mooney is Rockets. Those are our three teams, our specific teams. So, Melo, six man? Reduce role, or would you keep starting? Would you change his role in the team?
Completely co-sign on six man. Completely put him on the bench. Let him come off the bench. Like, try it. But give him 10 games off the bench. See what happens. Because it's not working with him starting. And who comes in for him off
Patrick,
the bench?
I mean, Patrick Patterson, Jeremy Grant, depending on if they're
going to I would small. Put Grant starting over Melo any day. Any fucking day. I think Grant plays a lot better. I like Grant's fucking hustle. And I feel like they just need to try something drastic to see if it could work. Because right now, your pieces are not connected, bro.
And something just to add on to that, because I do think Melo needs to be adjusted. I don't know, you know, I guess you can keep forcing this and maybe they'll all come out of their slumps and they'll figure it out. But I don't think it's a crazy idea to put him on the bench.
Because
he can still play with Westbrook
and
Paul George. Like, he can play 30 minutes off the bench.
Right.
And, like, in the last 5 minutes of the game. Because, like, in crunch time, I want Melo on the court still.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want him on the court all the time with Westbrook and Paul George. Because I tweeted about this the other day. I think the Thunder would be a lot better if they never got Melo.
I agree. Because, like, I feel like Westbrook needs one option, not two options. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He's deferring a lot.
Uh-huh.
And also his... another side note, because last night he was 3 for 17.
Mm-hmm.
He got a triple-double, but he was 3 for 17.
That just it makes no sense.
He shot 17%. He shot 17% from field, and he was just terrible, driving to the basket and throwing off hard layups. But, you know, I do think you're right. I think he's trying to defer too much. He's trying to get Melo and Paul George too involved.
Yeah. Like, I think they played against the Warriors one night,
Yeah, that was the game where we went off.
The way they were playing that night, like, I thought that was it. I thought they fucking figured it out. And the next game they lost, and then they could, I think they were on like a losing streak after that. And it was just like, what the fuck? Like, you, what the hell? I just watched you guys play like prime fucking prime time, or I don't even know what to call it.
Prime time TV. Yeah. They were on national television.
Like, you guys were balling. Like, everyone was out for blood, and then it just kind of was a fluke.
It was a fluke, but and it definitely was a fluke to that point. But that was also a game where everyone shot well.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that just shows, like, maybe this could just be a shooting slump for everybody. Because
Let's hope.
I mean, realistically, yeah. I mean, when you have, you know, 41, 38, and 40, like, those are terrible. And those are your stars. And they're taking, you know, what is that, 17 shots, 20 shots, 16 shots. That's, you know, 50-plus shots a game between four guys. And if your guys are shooting under 40% for the most part, you know, that's not a recipe for winning.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So, to be honest. So all I gotta say about the Thunder stats is you're bugging. The Thunder are bugging.
You're bugging.
That you guys get. We're not going through an entire list. It's just the Thunder for that one this week. You guys are crazy. Okay. And something else which could be a you're bugging thing. I actually saw this today. People are now speculating that LeBron will not go to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm upset that Brian isn't here for this. There's rumors that he may go to Houston.
And, like, I can't picture LeBron in a Houston jersey.
You knew where I was going with this,
yeah,
didn't you?
Absolutely.
I like that.
I can't picture him in the Houston jersey, but it would be dope. I'm not going to lie to you. It would be dope as hell. I didn't want him to go to the Lakers, to be honest with you, and I'm happy that that's not the talk. Him on the Rockets could be cool. There's a lot going on in Houston at the moment, and it would be dope to see LeBron over there.
You know, The LeBron James will never be in a Los Angeles Lakers jersey. There is no reason for that man to play with kids when he can play with stars and compete for titles.
Yeah.
Get that out of your head. Which is why Houston, on paper, makes sense.
Right.
Because he's never played with Chris Paul. It's one of his best friends, as we know. James Harden, as we know, is a top five player in this league.
Yes.
Arguably top three. Because Kawhi has been hurt, definitely at least this season, James Harden is the third best player in the league.
I'm curious, who's the first two?
LeBron and Kevin Durant.
LeBron, okay.
Those are my top two players in the league. And I think it would be Harden third, Kawhi Leonard fourth, and then Stephen Curry fifth. But because Leonard hasn't played, I think, you know, he definitely drops a few pegs. I think Curry's fourth.
Okay.
I think it just depends on health.
I can get down with that and co-sign on that bad boy.
Yeah.
That sounds correct.
So, if he goes there, he gets, I mean, it's just, but that's the one thing I think would be good about that, because that was a concern when they got Chris Paul. They were like, oh, they can't share the basketball.
Uh-huh.
Those guys are selfless.
Yeah.
LeBron's selfless. Yeah. If you have three selfless guys in there, I think it would be a good fit. But I'm with you. I don't know if they can get him. And then, what happens with Wade? Does Wade go there after?
I was just thinking that, then
Melo has a player option. Does Melo opt out and go there too? And then this is how they all play together? Like, it's possible. Like, honestly, if they all want to play together, Houston may be the best scenario.
Oh my gosh. They would be the Monstars, dude. They'd be the fucking Monstars.
Like, get rid of Ryan Anderson, and then you get Melo and Wade. Forget it. And you still got Ariza. You still got Balamute, PJ Tucker, Clint Capella.
What would be the starting five?
The starting five would be Chris Paul, James Harden, LeBron James, and then probably Carmelo Anthony and Clint Capella. Actually, no. If Melo's okay coming off the bench, he can come off the bench. And actually, I would play. Chris Paul, James Harden, LeBron James. No, Trevor Ariza, LeBron James, Clint Capella. Ooh. Have LeBron play power forward.
Yo, dude, if the Rockets win the championship this year and then they get LeBron next year, they're fucking, oh god.
Oh, forget it.
Oh god, that'd be fucking sick. That'd be so fucking dope. Like when they played the Hornets the other night, actually, Mbah Mute, he fucking dislocated his fucking shoulder. He's out for 2 weeks.
That yeah, sucks. It was a nasty hit. That sucks. I didn't actually see the highlight, but everyone was saying it was nasty and that it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks, but Chris Paul went off for 31 points and 11 rebounds.
He balled out. I think right now they're on a 11 or 12 game winning streak.
It's something like that. Yeah, something crazy.
Something and it was you know the Celtics were on a 17 game win streak or 18 game win streak. They were on an 18. The Cavs were on a 16, and now the Rockets are on like a 12 or a 13. And it's just like I can't remember the last time three teams have had 10 plus.
Me neither.
Like in the same season, like already. Like this season just started. We already got three teams with
winning streaks. What's funny though is the Warriors aren't in that category. It's funny to me. I think it's like
that. Who are
the Warriors?
They don't have. I think it's just because of the health issues.
You think so?
Think about Draymond Green didn't play tonight. Green didn't play for the second straight game tonight. Kevin Durant has missed time already, and Curry's been out for the last week, and now possibly he's gonna be reevaluated. I think end of this week.
Damn, it's just weird. I just assume because it's been like a dominant Warriors Cavs.
I mean, they're still the two seed in the West,
right? Yeah. But it's just like they it's been the Cavs and Warriors league for a while now, and it's just awesome to see other teams like stepping up and like taking like the top spots. It's cool. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, they're definitely. It's the Rockets are a real threat. I think if you're the Warriors, you should be worried about the Rockets because they're built to beat the Warriors. If you think about it, they have guys who defend on the wings, and then all they do is shoot with two stars.
Yeah.
Who can get everyone involved. It's not like they have two stars, like a Kevin Durant star who can score a ton. They have two stars who make their teammates better.
Right.
And that's a huge... Yeah. That's how you beat the Warriors if you don't have four superstars. Is you have to have two guys who can pass to everyone and make them better.
Fucking Ryan Anderson's been shooting better since Chris Paul got back. Like, they haven't lost a game since Chris Paul got back.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Let's go, Rockets. Houston, let's go, baby. First, you guys win in baseball. Might be basketball next. Who knows?
Man, that'd be wild. You're really riding this Rockets overthrow.
I used to be a Rockets fan for a while when Tracy McGrady was on the squad and Yao Ming. Like, that used to be my team. So, like, deep down, I have some love for the Rockets. So... If my team's not doing well, I gotta find another team to at least piggyback off of. It'll be the Rockets.
What are your favorite teams this year so far? Your top five favorite teams?
Top five? All right. I'm not even gonna say Thunder because
you can say it.
Even like picking them in 2K. That's how real it got.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'll tell you. It's like so Pacers, Rockets, 76ers.
Yeah, Embiid and Ben Simmons are always
Celtics. And... Damn. I mean, if for lack of a better... Let's say Thunder for fifth. And it's a low five. Let's just say that. It's a low five.
Fair enough, yeah. I said mine recently on the OTG Outlet podcast. I don't know what teams I said again. I kind of forgot. I think I said Portland, Indiana, Cleveland, because I always like watching LeBron James play.
Word.
And then the Sixers, because Embiid and
Simmons
are just fun. Like, I just enjoy watching them. And then I can't remember the last team I picked, but it doesn't really matter. But another guy that's coming back soon is Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, that should be exciting. That should be really... But I don't know...
And also, the Cavs just won tonight against the Lakers.
Yeah, and LeBron's 59th fucking
triple-double.
That's cool.
And also, after the game, he was over to Lonzo, shirt up, giving Lonzo some advice, which is really cool. And the guy asked him after, like, what'd you say to Lonzo? And he goes, nah, that's between me and him, which is really cool. I like when, like, the media sometimes, like, we want to be, really nosy. Like, just back off. Like, they can have their moments.
But it's cool, like LeBron, he sees something in Lonzo because he made a statement about him too. I just don't remember what it was, but it's just like he sees something in these rookies, which is cool because I feel like LeBron is daddy in the NBA. And like, if LeBron can see something in Lonzo, then I don't see why anyone else shouldn't. Like, you know, like I think Lonzo just needs
to. All right, you're just to, you know, he did think Shabazz. He's not always on spot, but like right. He has, you know, it's LeBron James. He's got some pretty good knocks, but he does pick some duds. They happen.
It happens.
But hey, we all make some bad hot takes, I guess.
Facts. That's a fact.
All right. So people, it's funny. I love when things segue perfectly into other ideas I have. Teams that were selling really high on Orlando and Detroit, like how dumb do they feel?
Like, dude, I wish I had a good term for that, but, like, it's Orlando and Detroit. Like, people are fucking really, like, think that they're going to do something. Like, it's the beginning of the season.
I just love how Orlando, yeah, they're 11-18 now, 3 for their last 7.
Jesus.
It's just funny because they were, what, second in the East for a little bit?
Yeah.
Classic. Wait,
where's Detroit at right now?
Detroit's they're a 7 seed, but seven, they're 3 for their last 7 too.
I can live with that.
They've been struggling,
but at least they're not like top 5.
Yeah, for them because they got Avery Bradley. He's been trash. I mean, he's been hot garbage. I think he hasn't scored over 10 points. I think the last 5 games or 4 games. Like, I don't understand, dog. They're a conundrum.
It's cool to see the Pacers actually, not Pacers, Pistons actually like top 8.
They're always right there. The Pistons the last like 5 years have been between the 7 seed and like the 10 seed. They just hover around like mediocre.
Right.
They have these stretches where you think like Andre Drummond and like Tobias Harris are really good, and then they have moments where like you're just like, damn, like what are they doing? Can we blow this
trash.
Up? And honestly, Stan Van Gundy, you know, I love him. He's like. He's like, he reminds me of like, he's a short guy,
mm-hmm.
a short, stocky guy.
Right.
And he reminds me of the Penguin from Batman. Like, that's who he reminds me like, if I had a cast to be him, I would like pick Stan Van Gundy to be the Penguin.
Yo, dude, we should actually one day just sit down and pick like the coaches from the NBA and just cast him in Batman as a villain.
That's a fantastic idea. That might be the best idea you've ever had. I'm not even kidding. Yeah, no, for sure.
That would be fucking hilarious.
But. You know, these are like his type of teams. Like they have these stretches.
He was the Magic coach for a little bit.
Yeah, when they
went
to the finals, he was their head coach. Yeah, and then Dwight Howard pretty much cost him his job because of that whole falling out.
Right.
But yeah, I just think it's funny that you know Detroit and Orlando have fallen to where they are. And then Hawks count. The Hawks are 6-22.
Oh my gosh.
And the Bulls are 7-20 now on a 4-game winning streak.
Oh my gosh.
So, we just had to get the shout out to the worst teams in the league.
Wait, where are the Grizzlies at right now?
They're 8-20.
Dude, I don't think I've seen them that low in a long ass time. That's, like, scary.
Mike Conley being out hurt does that to you, and all the Marcus Gasol. You think they trade him?
I mean, he doesn't want to get traded. That's what he said, right?
Right.
I respect him for, like, trying to stay with that team, but if I was him. I would look for a different option, man. I just don't know where he would. Send him to the Lakers. Give the Grizzlies. What is this? Brooke Lopez is on the team.
Brooke Lopez. Yeah, give one of the power forwards too, either Randall or Nance or Kuzma. I mean, they're not gonna give her Kuzma.
Give him Randall, and then trade fucking Gasol to the Lakers. Oh God, that'd be fucking dumb. Because
honestly,
they had the other brother at one point.
They need a center. That's not terrible. But I think they're gonna try and go after DeMarcus Cousins.
That'd be cool. I mean, I wouldn't want to see him there, but that'd be cool, I guess.
I don't know. Cousins Alonzo?
Oh, you're talking about the Lakers?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you're talking about the Grizzlies.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Let's rewind a little bit. That actually would be pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, Cousins on the Lakers would be pretty lit.
Alonzo's vision on the court is stupid.
He's an extremely good
fucking
passer.
Stupid. So, like, he could find him. Oh,
He's actually played really well his last 2 games. He played against the Knicks and MSG the other day.
Yeah.
That overtime game was really fun. I didn't get to watch it. I just watched the highlights earlier today. But that was really fun. And then he played pretty good tonight, I guess, you know, the King.
Yeah, and like, it's funny, though, because people don't expect him to do well against these, like, top caliber
teams.
He's
been hit or miss against the top guys. That's the issue. But he's hitting threes now. Like,
yeah,
he's shooting.
That's good.
He looks more confident. I guess it was the hair.
I mean, that should probably... I could go off of testament. My hair is heavy as fuck. So, like, he had a fucking, like, helmet afro. Yo, when you get rid of that, like, your balance is off. So, like, it takes probably some adjusting to get used to shooting. Who knows?
You know something? I think it was the hanger. I think it weighed him down. He was losing his perception of the rim. It could have been a little bit of... I think LeVar, you know, definitely put a little bit too much pressure.
Oh yeah.
He's been adding pressure. But I think Lonzo's finally just kind of... You know, because they had like a meeting, the Lakers.
I was just about to say that. It's actually funny that's going on. Like, they had to sit him down, but like, you can't bad talk the coach in the media. Like,
yeah, you gotta relax.
That's crazy. I mean, yeah, he does need to relax. He needs to take 5 pegs down off the ladder because he's OD. But like, it's funny. I think that whole LeVar Lakers drama is comical.
I mean, like, you can do some shit, but like, to a degree, you gotta like relax. You gotta let. Yeah, let the team do their thing. Like, right. You're not a coach. You're a dad.
Right.
He reminds me of, like, a crazy, like, from my time playing baseball, like, a crazy, like, you know, parent dad on the side. Just like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. My son needs this and this. It's like, all right, relax, dude.
He's like used to that whole college atmosphere where he could just run shit. Like, this is the NBA, boy. It's a whole different jungle.
And now he's got his 2 sons signing contracts overseas.
That shit's fucking wild. They're on crazy. The same fucking team.
Which is good for them, I think. I mean, this is the best case scenario for LiAngelo.
Yeah, he has no reputation over here anymore because of that whole shit in China.
Well, that and he's not a very good ball player. Like, he's a decent high school player, but he was never going to be a pro.
I've never watched any of them play before, so I really don't know.
Oh, yeah, LiAngelo's like a little chunky kid. Like, he's like 6'4", but chunky, like chunky.
Right.
Like, I don't think he's not fast enough to play in the pros.
It's terrible.
But, you know, and LaMelo, you're 16 and you just got pulled out of high school and now you're going overseas in January to play, so.
That's just crazy. At least you're going to finish out of high school before you do that. I feel at least, like, basketball shouldn't be, like, your main priority. Like, you could, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen Love and Basketball where the dude gets.
Great movie.
Yeah, for real. But if you ever get, the dude got injured and, like, I think he just got out of high school, and...
It was in college.
It was in college.
Oh, it was in the... Was in,
he was in the NBA.
Yeah,
he was in the NBA.
Yeah,
he was in
the Lakers at that point, yeah.
And it's just like, you don't fucking know what can happen to your body. You don't know what, like, what are you going to fall back on if you don't have an education? Like, I shouldn't be preaching to anybody, but I'm just saying, like, that's kind of scary to me.
Yeah, I mean, LeVar had courtside seats to MSG. I mean, they can't be doing too bad.
Truth. That's true. Well, I mean,
those seats are not. Those are.
But Lonzo's in the NBA.
Yeah, I guess. But Lonzo's giving $10,000 for courtside seats. I mean,
who knows?
I guess it's possible. But those seats are not expensive. He was 5 seats down from Spike Lee.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
you may. You're,
he was
you're
on the
big
fucking
time,
board.
Yeah.
His fucking right oversized shirt talking shit on the side.
Yeah, that was actually one of the most enjoyable parts. Was just him and Spike going back at each other. It was fun.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah. So I want to touch on one thing. That's not basketball related, not movies, and not TV related, and that's net neutrality.
Oh, please preach, boy. It's scary.
Today, net neutrality was repealed on a 3-2 vote. Net neutrality is one of the reasons why we can bring you this podcast so easily. It's one of the reasons why everyone can tweet and use social media so easily. The reason why people like to play online gaming can game openly, easily, without paying for data for using Xbox Live or PlayStation Live. How quickly you load a website is determined by net neutrality, like, is affected by this as well. Certain sites can be harder to use now. They can now charge you for movies on Netflix, for all the apps that you use.
I saw this one, like, percentage or, like, rate for Google. A Google search was $1.99 per search. What? That's highway robbery.
Doesn't
bro.
Mean it's gonna happen, but like these are
no,
some
yeah,
of the things
yeah, it
that
could,
they
still
could
get
do.
Overturned. But it's just like to think of in a world where something that we've done since
we'll go back
elementary school, like Google searching, it's like why? What the fuck?
We'll go backwards as a civilization.
Seriously, like nope. That is stupid.
We're becoming
and greedy.
Yeah, we're relying on technology more than ever now, and they want to like anything, which is why it's hilarious to me. It's how they just want to make more money.
Right.
So if there was a poll on how many Americans wanted this, there's no way more than, you know, 15 or 20% tops want this to be repealed in America.
Right.
There's no way if you told the vast majority that they'd be like, oh yeah, we gotta repeal this. it's people who want to make money. And they're gonna make it off of us. It could affect the way you Imagine having to see this imagine, not just us, any podcast you support, which is a lower-end podcast or a podcast on the upcoming. There's no way for podcasts like us to become relevant if you can't see our content openly. Because no one's going to want to pay to see our content at this point in time.
Like, all the streamers, all the YouTube creators, like, they made their living off of this type of shit. Like, why are you fucking with that? Just to be a greedy fuck? That's not right. It doesn't sit with me at all. Like, I really don't like certain shit that's going on in the world, and it bothers me.
So, for all I'm saying, I wanted to touch some light on it. And we can all make a difference. I texted last night, resist to, I don't have the number now.
He's gonna get it, guys.
I'm going to get it, because it is important, and we have to take charge of certain things. It's 384-387. It was text resist yesterday. It's text battle now. You text battle to that, and it's people trying to, you know, petition to try and fight this. It's not over yet.
Don't fall on the sword, guys.
The New York State Attorney General is already trying to take action to get that neutrality back. So I just wanted to touch some light on that. Now on to something that is, ain't nothing neutral about it. I'm jealous as shit that Nigel already saw it. And that's goddamn Star Wars, The Last Beep Jedi.
Yo. It's so hard to talk about this movie without...
If you drop one spoiler, I swear, everything on this table goes off. Everything.
I'm not. Just out of respect for the masterpiece that I saw like an hour ago. It will be one of the top Star Wars movies you will ever see. And I can confidently say that, or your money back. Like, the twists, the fucking... Oh my gosh. I'm going to see it again sometime this week, just because, like, it's one of the movies where you have to see it more than one time. The effects were fucking fire. The story was fire. Character development was fucking fire. It just pulls at your fucking heart in certain moments, too. Like, it's just crazy, man.
Someone dies. That's all that means, is someone dies.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. But it's just like, you just see the struggle that a lot of these characters are going through. And you're sitting at the edge of your seat. Like, I was sitting at the edge of my seat holding on to it and not realizing.
How long was the movie?
It's like 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Yes!
Long as fuck.
Yes!
But it doesn't feel like that. The pacing's really fucking well. Really fucking well. And, like, walking at the theater, I just heard people talking shit about the movie. And really? Aspects. I'm just like, so I really couldn't hear. There was some girl. I couldn't really hear what she was saying to me. Or not to me, but saying about the movie. She's saying something about the characters. But it's just like, I saw nothing wrong with anybody who was important in this movie. Nothing wrong. Everything was
solid. Do you
know
what character she was talking about?
No, I really couldn't tell. Well, I couldn't tell you.
You know, if you don't specifically call out certain... I mean, you couldn't. You probably didn't hear it all.
Yeah. She's just talking shit, and I'm just like, I hate people that just have to find something negative to say. Relax. It's a Star Wars fucking movie. They've only gotten better. Relax. Go in there with you can look at it like the superhero movies. Like, go in it with the whole mindset. It's a superhero movie. Stop overanalyzing these fucking movies. They're pure entertainment.
It's a Disney movie, too. Like, yeah. Disney movies have a certain level of acting to them.
Oh, to that acting point, this shit was funny as fuck. There's no Star Wars movie where I have laughed this hard ever.
Really?
Yes, it's funny. It's really fucking... It's a good movie. It,
awesome.
If I had to give it a rating, I'd give it a fucking 10 basketballs out of 10.
10 basketballs? 10 that's basketballs the new, out of That's 10. The new grading system is basketballs. I'm hyped. I've read... Not reviews on it, but like I've seen people talking about it. Like, and they've all said... it's probably the best Star Wars movie since like the original New Hope.
Yeah. You get that vibe. Yeah. You definitely get that vibe.
They said it feels like the start of something new. Uh huh. They said.
Uh huh. And oh my, it's a roller coaster. It's a fucking beautiful roller coaster. And like I'm a digital media major, and like I know animation and special effects and all that other shit. Like a lot of the stuff that they did in this movie, like you just have to respect it, because, like, it was some fucking serious craftsmanship. Like, it was beautiful. Fucking beautiful.
Really, really glad to hear that. To everyone who's listening, I grew up a huge Star Wars fan.
Me too.
I had like stickers all over my walls. I had all the toys and the action figures, whatever you want to call them. I loved that. That series was great growing up. And it's funny because the prequels are so bad.
I can never say that about those movies. I love them.
Me and our roommate Connor, the other night we were watching the part where it's Anakin versus Obi-Wan. You will not take off on me! You came here to kill me! you came here to kill her or something? He goes, you have done that yourself! It's one of the... If the prequels didn't have Ewan McGregor, those movies were not as good as they are, like, as average as they are. Hayden Christensen, you know, did bad. I hate sand. Yeah. It's so coarse. I killed them! I killed all of them! The men, the women, and the children! I slaughtered them like animals! And Padme still has sex with them after he tells
her. She did. Yeah. But this really what killed those movies was the writing. The writing was bad. Everything else wasn't that awful. It's just the writing, I guess. But I gotta warn anyone who's buying their tickets on Fandango and looking for a poster that they advertise, if you go to a Regal Cinema like movie theater, they're gonna G you and you're not gonna get that poster. Found out the hard way. I went into that movie looking for the poster and I came out empty handed.
They don't. There's certain theaters.
No, it might be certain theaters, but there's like small text where it's like you pay shipping and handling for them to send you something. It's a hassle, and it was misleading because it says a free poster, so it's just fine.
But it's not really free.
You don't get it in the theater, so right. Don't go under looking for a poster because you're gonna feel really upset.
That's upsetting.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to put it on my wall. I wanted to add it to the fucking art in my room, but now I came home empty-handed. It's still the fucking same art I have in my room. Nothing new in it. So.
I just handed my InDesign newspaper things I made. They're on my wall.
Hell yeah, dude. That's dope. Hell yeah.
I just want to make a couple of announcements real quick. We got a new podcast series coming out, or I do, all Full Access Hoops. It's going to be called Full Access Hoops Madman. It's going to be 10 to 15 minutes of me talking about 10 thoughts I had the night before. 10 things that happened the night before, whether like it's a stat, whether it's something I thought of, or something that actually happened, and I'm going to talk about it just so there's more content, and then we're going to have our weekly Full Access Hoops podcast. Just something to look out for Full Access Hoops.
We're going to look out for those shits are going to be hot fire.
And then, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Full Access Hoops. I'm reshaping it. We're going to start getting a lot of active. I'm going to start posting clips, stats, and just enjoy the laughs and some polls. You know, we're trying to give you guys something that's different than normal NBA podcast, where we bring in some humor with some like pop culture type of things.
Word. That should be fucking exciting. So I'm gonna look forward to 2018.
For sure. And then also, if you're interested in hearing me talk basketball, my weekly column is starting up again too, called Center Court. I'm going to be writing articles. I actually have a 2K series coming out. I'm going to do some simulations on 2K.
Hell yeah.
And then, you know, write about what happened in 2K and compare it, you know, whatever.
That's pretty
cool. So we got some cool things coming. It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground. You dare underestimate my power.
Dude, that is a good way to end it. That is a good way to end it.
We'll be here next week. Nigel, any final words?
Fucking go see that fucking movie 3 or 4 times. Support that shit, because the next movies that are coming out they're gonna be stupid, yo. I'm hyped for this next Star Wars movie. That's all I can say.
You heard it here. Tune in, knucklehead, and see those Star Wars movies. Make sure you tune in next week for Full Access Hoops episode 9. And we're signing out.
Peace.